tuned to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
You are listening to WGOD Radio, to all truth, all the time. I'm your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Wednesday. God bless you. Hey, it's hump day already. Thank God it's Wednesday. We are having services here tonight. We'd love to see you. Oh, I just love Wednesdays. I love to be back. Well, I live and work here in God's house, so I am extra blessed. And I invite you into church here tonight as we sit under the Word of God. And I am in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as well as the first few verses of chapter 15 here. So you are invited, 6 o'clock tonight, Wednesday night. We'd love to see you here on the radio. Now we're going to wrap up this book of Colossians. This will be the last sermon. I just preached this on Sunday, and we'll hear about half of it today. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. So for more info on this church, islandcommunitychurch.net is the website. And Facebook is on live. You can watch us here tonight on live at 6 o'clock by going to the Island Community Church Facebook page. Many of the sermons are uploaded as well on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. Okay, here we go. Let's get into this message here now. We're going to start with some practical instructions here from the Apostle Paul to husbands, wives, and fathers, and children. Let's get into the Word. For those watching here online, why don't you guys come and visit Florida and Island Community Church? If you're watching on YouTube, we'd love to see you. You know, come by some time and worship here with us. Sit under the Word of God, and I just guarantee excellent things happen when you sit under the Word of God and do what He says. It certainly will be another week like that here today. Now, we're going to wrap up this book of Colossians here today. Now, Pastor Darren will be preaching the Word of God next Sunday. And then the following week, we're starting another book like this one that I've never preached from the pulpit before. And that will be the book of Hebrews. We're going to start that next week. Now, let's pick it up here in chapter 3, verse 18, with Paul's encouragement for families. And then we'll see where chapter 4 takes us. But first, let's pray. Lord God, we praise you again here this morning. Lord, we listen for your voice now. We tune into your frequency, which is your word. So we just pray right now, Lord, that we've got ears to hear you. And we pray that the power to change would be present as well. Show us perhaps what one thing we lack. Maybe some of us even lack two things. But we just pray that the power to change would be present here today. We give ourselves and devote ourselves to you because you're doing a great work. You promise that you'll continue this work until the day of Jesus Christ. And you promise, too, that you're molding us and transforming us from glory to glory into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, now let's pick it up here in chapter 3, verse 18. Starting here in verse 18, we've got five different people that he briefly is going to say an encouraging word to. Wives, husbands, children, fathers, and bond servants, Greek word doulos, that could be slaves as well. Yeah, that's right. There's slavery in the Bible. Not only that,
there's slavery in your own house. Not just in the Bible. I mean, you're a slave to someone here in this world. You're either a slave of sin or you're a slave of him. Hey, that rhymes. Verse 18. Wives, submit to your own husbands as it's fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents when they're nice to you. That's not what it says. At least, I always thought that's only when that applied, right? Obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. You see, that's because they'll quit if all they get from you is discouragement. I mean, everyone would quit unless, I'll leave that the way it is. But don't do what he says. Don't provoke your children or else they'll become discouraged. Verse 22, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. All right, so first off, he addresses wives. Wives, submit to your own husbands as it's fitting in the Lord. As it is fitting, because this is how God has structured the family to be, with everyone having a head or a covering. For the wife, her covering is her husband. And Paul instructs the wife to submit to her husband. So let me say to all of you husbands, that all you husbands out here can make this command much easier and much more spiritual and God-breathed when your husbands get this right. I mean, what wife wants to submit to a louse or a miserable vagabond of a husband who doesn't know how to say I love you or treat his wife right? Now, for you husbands, let me read Ephesians 5:25, because he says the same things in both of these letters. Ephesians 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So get this right, husbands. And the power of the Holy Spirit will bless your marriage and bless all the things that you do. You guys are watching here, watching me on Facebook. All of you men and husbands out here, if you're watching on YouTube, get this right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Get this right. Treat your wife right, and everything else is going to start with there. The Holy Spirit will bless your marriage and bless all that you do. So listen to what the Apostle Peter wrote. As a matter of fact, let's turn there. If you guys would turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. And after I'm done reading this, keep your finger there or put a bookmark, because we're going to go back there again in a minute or two. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. First Peter 3:7. Everyone there? Need another minute? Right after Hebrews and James is 1 Peter. Okay, here we go. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them. That would be your wives. Dwell with your wives with understanding. See, now that's an ongoing work in progress right there. I mean, my wife doesn't think like I do. Heaven forbid we get a planned visitor to our house, because she'll be in traction from cleaning the house for 2 days straight. You see, not me. See, I walk into a house, the first thing I will measure is the diagonality of your widescreen television set. Right? But not her, you see. She's wired different than I am. And Peter says, dwell with your wives with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs of the grace of life, so that, now here comes the reason why, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So this really falls on you husbands out here, because when you get this wrong, then the chain is broken, and then the flow stops. Then, you see, your wife will be forced to be submissive to you if she's going to be obedient to the word instead of joyfully submitting, because you love your wife the same way that Jesus Christ loved the church. Get that right, and everything else takes care of itself. Get this right, husbands, men, get this right, and everything else will fall into place. My marriage counseling is 5 minutes long. They're shocked because it only takes 5 minutes. And it's from right here in this book. It's Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Get that right. Everything else takes care of itself. This is a partnership. If a man can't treat his potential wife this way, then don't marry a man that can't treat you that way. It's 5 minutes long. And if a woman won't submit to a potential husband who's willing to treat his wife in this manner as God has instructed, then don't marry a woman like that. I certainly won't perform a wedding like that. You'd have to go somewhere else to justice. Have some atheist marry you, but not me. You see, because that woman has been deceived. She's been deceived by an evil world. All right, now stick a marker there. We're going to be back there in a minute. Number three, he addresses children. Verse 20, back to chapter 3, verse 20 of Colossians. Now, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Easy enough to understand, right? It's learning discipline and submitting to someone who's over you, because we all have someone over us that we need to submit to. Next up, fathers, verse 21. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Now, all of you fathers out here and here in this church and those listening on the radio, all you fathers, let me encourage you, fathers, to lead by example. Six things. Number one, walk the walk, or live like a Christian. Live like a Christian. Number two, admit it to your children when you're wrong. Number three, seek their forgiveness when you're wrong, as you've always required it from them when they're wrong. Number four, make your relationship with God the focal point of all that you do. Fathers. Number five, treat your wife like the princess that she is. Treat your wife like the princess that she is. Man, oh man, let your children learn from you. Let your children, man, male, boy, girl, let them learn from you regarding how to treat a woman right. They're going to learn this from you, for your sons or for your daughters. Lastly, number six, never compromise the truth because of your child. Never compromise the truth because of your child. And don't say, not my little Johnny. He's never sinned. Even your little Johnny has. Don't compromise the truth because of your child. Sin is still sin, even when it's your child that's committing it. I guess that's where the fear of the Lord comes into play, instilling that in them. Sin is still sin. even if it's your child. So that's probably the greatest. That's what causes people to change positions more than anything. That's what causes pastors to lead their churches down a path of sin, is when they discover that their own children are sinners or have done something that's really bad. You see, out of love for their child, they end up trying to change the church and the doctrine of the church instead of falling in line here to the truth. You know, we can't change the word of God. We need to change and get in line. All right, so there's a short list for all of you fathers out there. Last group here is bondservants, doulos. Back then, this was a slave. Verse 22, New American Standard. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service or eye service, as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fear in the Lord. Verse 23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Look, no matter what your position is in life, do all that you do unto him with all of your gusto, and not only unto men, no matter who you are or no matter what your vocation is. It doesn't matter what you do. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. Be it janitor, professional fisherman, or a newspaper delivery person. That's what I did. Matter of fact, that's what I did even when I was the pastor of this church. I was out on the streets throwing newspapers because I was broke and because I needed to eat. Bad habit. You find old Esposito out here in the streets of Merritt Island chucking newspapers at 3:00 in the morning. I'll never forget the day I was crawling around in the bushes outside of Hooters restaurant at 3:00 in the morning, trying to get a newspaper out of the bushes due to a bad throw on my part. But can't you just see the headlines in the newspaper the next day? Pastor Paul found prowling around outside of Hooters in the dead of night. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I took this verse literal. That's why. It's 3:00 in the morning. No one can say, oh yeah, he sees what I do. Even at 3:00 in the morning, I could have drove away and left that newspaper hanging in the bushes, and I probably got motion sickness. Should I go or should I stay? Should I stay or should I go now? I said, you know what? No one is looking, and I got to do this right. I am out here at 3:00 in the morning, and I am going to give honor to God with all that I do, no matter what time it is and no matter who is watching. Because it says it's pleasing to God. Then when that's pleasing to God, you see, then you start this flow going again of operating in the Spirit of God. And this is the place where you end up, where you see all of your prayers get answered. When you start flowing like this, doing everything under the Lord, keeping his commands, doing what he says. Do it unto him, the man in the glory, and not unto men, or only unto men. And let my very own testimony serve as a witness to the men and women who reap a benefit from me doing the right thing. I hope that's someone. Now, for this matter, you wives can also reap the same kind of benefit as well. Back to 1 Peter now, chapter 3. Let me read one verse to you there. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter says, these wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. Now, for all of you legalists out there who hate this saying, and that is, preach the word, use words if necessary. Now, take it up with him. He said that, not me. Be submissive to your own husband so that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, without wives, without you even saying anything, do all that you do unto him. Serve him by what you do and how you act. Serve him. And he says here that without a word, that they can be won by the conduct of their husbands. Boy, I bet you we could just open up the testimony line here of how many husbands out here in this world have been saved and have come to Christ because of a godly wife who was praying for them, who didn't give up. You know, thank God they didn't give up on me when they were praying for me. I would have been the poster child for reasons to give up. You know, we give someone a couple weeks, pray for it, we don't see a change. And let me just encourage you, but don't give up. But keep on praying. It's not up to you. It's not in your timeline. Just keep praying. Don't give up. He's going to say it a little bit here. Be vigilant in it. Now, here's the rest of this chapter, verse 24. Back again, back to Colossians chapter 3, back to verse 24. We're done in Peter. Well, I love Peter's instructions. He just hits a nail right on the head on wives and husbands. Okay, here we go. Verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So you will receive your inheritance from the Lord, not from the attorney, not from the will. You see, your probate is in heaven. That's good news. Your inheritance is from God. I can only imagine. As a matter of fact, I can't even imagine. Nor is it entered into the hearts of men. That which God has prepared for those that love him, I can't even imagine. Romans 8:16, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may be glorified together. Here's another good one, a promise given by the Lord Jesus, Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. One last promise, Revelation 21:7. He says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. He will be my son. How does that sound? Look, God does not have to put an ad in the newspaper saying so-and-so is going to inherit all things like they had to do when my father died. They put the ad out there in the newspaper saying, are there any objections? He's not going to do that with you. You're going to inherit all things. No one can object. You're not going to inherit some things. You are going to inherit all things. If God is your daddy, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will inherit all things. Now, that's some good news here today. Verse 25 starts with a but. That is, for everyone who is upset that God loves him. You've got an axe to grind with God because he loves you. I mean, I get these looks on your faces like I'm crazy. There's 5 billion people out here that are upset that God loves them. I'm not crazy. There's 5 billion people out here in the world that are upset that God loves them. They strung up his son on the cross for telling people that God loves them so much. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. He died for that message. He died for that message. People aren't happy. Now, for that, and also you can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, where he says, for this reason, that is refusing love. You're upset that God loves you. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. So, verse 25, he who does wrong, that is, he who refuses love, he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done. And there is no partiality. Now, that's no threat. It's just a promise. Payback's coming. And Paul said there's no partiality, no matter who you are. From a homeless man out on the street to Donald Trump and everyone in between, it doesn't matter who you are. God shows no partiality. We read in Galatians 6:7, he says, do not be deceived, or in Esposito vernacular, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap.
And we'll end it right there for today here in the middle of this sermon. We're wrapping up the book of Colossians here in this sermon. We're in chapter 4. Our service starts at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can watch that online. Our Facebook feed will turn on live right at 6 o'clock. So if you're tuned in here now to our 5:30 rebroadcast, hey, in just a couple of minutes, you can join us here as we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. That's where we're going to be here coming up 6 o'clock tonight. Be with us again tomorrow. We're going to pick it up right here and wrap up this message here. And you are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.